disappointed?
A little bit.
Where do you think it kind of, I mean, was it when he broke on his first chance there that it kind of got away from you, you think? Or?
I guess a little bit. I mean, I cramped up a little bit at the end of the second. My mind kind of got into that, and then I had to catch up, which was a little bit too late at the end, so it's all right.
Can you talk a little bit about your whirlwind of a month?
The
whirlwind of a month that you've had in August at Western Southern Open.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
draw here.
Honestly, I'm not, I mean, obviously I am a little bit disappointed, but in the end, I'm actually really, really happy right now. I mean, even though I lost, I've had a great summer. I've done a lot of great things. I made history. Mm-hmm. And moving forward, I think I have a lot of potential, and I'm very motivated to make my next step to going pro. So,
What was your reaction when Jay approached you and gave you a wild card to the Western Southern Open?
If you look at past interviews, I was saying that at first I was almost questioning it because I didn't know what it was, and then once you told me kind of more about it, then I was very enthusiastic about it. So
yeah, have you been a little overwhelmed in it? You've gotten a little bit of media attention about it.
Yeah, but honestly, with everything going on, I feel like I belong right now. I feel like I'm doing really well. I've proven myself a little bit. I'm happy I got two wins down there, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a fluke, or it would have been more like looking like a fluke if I just won one. But I feel like I belong on this level, and I feel really comfortable on the court, no matter what court it is. Even Louis Armstrong, when the TVs are there and everything. When I played Eva, I was very comfortable too. And I mean, obviously today there were a lot of factors that played into it, not just the tennis, but I've been on the road for over a month and a half. I didn't expect to be in New York for 3 weeks. I didn't expect to not be home for this long because I kept getting these wild cards and great opportunities were showing. So mentally, physically, my body's a little bit beat up right now. So on the other side, I'm a little bit happy that I can go home and just relax for a few days and then move on to I'm playing Costa Mesa Future, and then I'm playing Napa Valley Challenger. Where I got a wild card to the main draw there. So.
When did you start school?
I started school on either the 23rd or 27th. I don't know which day it is.
Right.
I think it's the 27th. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm going to move my stuff down. Right.
What are you most looking forward to at UCLA?
Getting stronger and working hard. I feel like I can get a lot better physically, mentally when I get there. So I'm really motivated to keep working hard so I can become a pro.
What makes him, Colin, such a good player? Did you guys play at all when you were juniors?
I don't remember.
You don't remember playing him in
the juniors? I don't
think
so.
Okay.
To be honest. He fought hard. He obviously is a great player, coming from Kalamazoo. He's got a lot of confidence right now, and props to him, fighting on every point and coming back and winning.
Was Louis the biggest court you played on? As far as like the stands go.
Yeah, I think so. I played on one of the big courts in Australia. I played on Cincy. I had that big court there.
Mm.
Yeah. So but Louis, the feeling of being on that court, being in your own country and representing there, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to speak to a former top 20 player last week, and he told me about a big loss he had here at the U.S. Open, and afterwards his father thanked him for the experience that the family got to share in this experience. Now, I heard from your mom that your
grandpa
was watching on TV and just loving every moment of it.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
I mean, that's huge for me, there's obviously more to life than tennis, and, being able to make my family happy and proud, that obviously makes me really happy, too. I'm really happy my dad got to make it out. He came out for, he wasn't here for the pros, but he came out for the juniors the first 2 days, and then he had to fly home after I won my second round match. And then he was supposed to work and then hopefully come back on Friday. But once he saw I was playing on Louis, he took the red eye last night, slept on a bench outside of the in front of that globe with the whatever that is.
Are you serious?
Slept on a bench, got here at like 6 a.m. And then they opened up the gates and he got in.
He really slept on the bench outside of the World
Chair? He did. My dad is my biggest supporter. He's always been there for me, no matter where I am or what's been going on. So I think he's my biggest role model. He's helped me out the most. So.
But you know, you're playing your best tennis. It's unfortunate that, you know, in that second set, it seemed that you had everything, you know, you had it, and then, you know, after he broke you, and then it took you a little while. But what was that? It was more, you know, he played solid, but it seemed that your game, you know, had deserted
you for a while. I was cramping.
Oh, you were cramping. Yeah. That's sorry that I missed it. Also in Cincinnati, that was one of the biggest highlights, you know, when you beat, Steve Johnson in 3 sets. So is that helps with your confidence that you know that you can play in a big stage with, you know, the top players?
Yeah, feel like I belong. And
yeah.
That's where I want to be, so.
What academically are you interested in, do you know?
Too
soon to tell?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I'm more focused on tennis right now than anything else, so I'll see where that goes. I'm taking pretty easy classes right now. I'm just going to, just see where I go. I mean, I'm not really pushing anything right now.
Sure, you're only freshman. That's fine.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck to you, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, keep it up. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you know, actually, if you're...